The recitation of the Quran used to have an electrifying effect on the hearts of those who listened to it. Whoever listened to it was fascinated by it. And in order to prevent this, the unbelievers devised a plot that when the Quran was recited, they would not lend an ear to it. They would interrupt its recitation by booing and jeering while the Quran was being recited. And we also find that at times when we make, or when there is noise while the Quran is being recited, it shouldn't be that we fall in the same category like these people. This was an attempt for them to muzzle, to stop the truth. However, despite all the attempts, how is it possible for them to stop that which is to be established? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ. Do not lend an ear to this Qur'an and interrupt its recitation with booing and laughter so that you may gain the upper hand. That was the plan of the unbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَنُذِيقَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَسْوَى الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. We shall certainly make the unbelievers taste a severe punishment, and we shall certainly requite them for the worst deeds which they used to commit. Can there be anything more evil than not paying heed to any advice oneself and not allowing others to do so? Can there be anything? There can be nothing worse than that. ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ النَّارِ. This is the punishment to the enemies of Allah. The enemies of Allah, who are they? They are the ones who will dwell in Jahannam forever. لَهُمْ فِيهَا دَارُ الْخُلْدِ. For them is an eternal abode therein. جَزَاءً مِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. A retribution for having rejected our verses. They understood everything in their heart, yet because of the obstinance and fanaticism, they continued to reject the message of the Deen of Islam. They went further. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and those were the unbelievers, would say, رَبَّنَا أَرِنَا الَّذَيْنِ أَضَلَّانَا مِنَ الْجِنِّ. O our sustainer, show us those who led us astray from amongst the jinn and man. نَجْعَلْهُمَا تَحْتَ أَقْدَامِنَا. We want to trample on them with our feet. لِيَكُونَا مِنَ الْأَسْفَلِينَ, so that they may be from the lowest of the low. The people of Jahannam will, in other words, say that, you know, we are these people who led us astray. It is through them that we've fallen into this calamity. They will ask that the devils be brought from mankind and jinn before them so that they can tramp upon them under their feet and they can go deep into Jahannam. But what benefit will that be at that time? The main thing is that the condition will just continue to worsen, and that is what will continue to unfold for them all the time. And this is the condition of the evildoers. However, the righteous people, they have a different position altogether. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Verily those who say, Allah is our sustainer. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and they remain steadfast. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. The angels descend upon them saying, لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not fear, do not grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا, and glad tidings, بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. That paradise with which you've been promised. So this may occur at the moments of the death of a believer who testified with his heart or her heart, who remained steadfast, a believer who did not ascribe partners with the divinity of Allah or the power of Allah, a believer who did not deviate in his or her conviction and testimony until death overtook them. They continued to remain steadfast and did not change their colors like a chameleon. A believer who, whatever he said verbally, he remained steadfast on it, both belief in action. A believer whose sole objective was to attain the pleasure of Allah and displayed gratitude to Allah. A believer who stood and fulfilled the rights and obligations that were on him. Who turned away from everything other than Allah and turned only to Allah. What happens to this believer? The angel of Allah descend upon such steadfast servants at the time of death, when in the graves and when resurrected from the graves. And these angels comfort and console them and convey to them glad tidings, and they say, now there is no cause for you to fear or to be apprehensive. All the worries and the sorrows of the fleeting world have come to an end. There is no fear of any impending calamity. Now every type of physical and spiritual happiness and comfort is for you forever. The promise of paradise that were made to you via your Nabi will now be fulfilled to you in your favor. That is how the believer will be comforted at this time, knowing that the angel is there. And what will be further said? نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your companions in this world and the year after. Meaning that the speech of the angels, that is in the previous verse, or it may be that their speech continued as though the angels put these words in the believers as a further encouragement for us now. That if you can live your life in this way, then it is the angels are almost telling us that we are your companions in this world and the year after. Meaning, if you live your life, as we've said, then you don't have to wait for the grave to have that support of the angels. You already have it in this world. And when you go into the grave, and when you are entered into Jannah, وَلَكُمْ فِيَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Therefore you will be whatever your soul desires. And there is for you whatever you ask for. You will receive whatever you desire in your heart or whatever you request for by your tongue. There is no shortage of anything in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. This is hospitality from Allah, the Most Forgiving. So understand well how forgiving and merciful Allah is, and from that you can gauge how Allah will treat His chosen servants in the year after.